Akum, what's going on today? Tav divina sakum, pas sakum, vishal akum, of all these halachas here. Eilu dvorim, these are the things, eilu dvorim, shal ovdei kechovim, that comes from a goy, asurin, it's also for Jew to use it, to eat it, v'yisurin yisuri hano, it's also also to have any enjoyment from it. There's an isur hano upon these things. Number one is hayayin, wine. Stam yayin by a goy is yayin, nesach, midiraisa. If a goy would take some wine and pour it, we'll see the sugis later, and pour it in front of the avodah zarah, he would make that yayin yayin nesach, which is also midiraisa bano. Midirabonon, any wine that a goy touches also becomes yayin nesach midirabonon. So yayin, wine from a goy is also bano. V'hachoy mitzvinika, shalav dikechavim shoyu mitchilosin yayin. Because at the beginning it was wine, then it changed sour by the goy. So the issa still remains. Notice first it was wine, it was yayin nesach. So the chiddush is, even though it changes now into vinegar, still it's asa. The issa does not go off. We'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is. The cheres hadraini. Cheres as an earthly pitcher, hadraini comes from the place raini. What they used to do there was, they used to put wine in it and let the wine seep in to evaporate into the kli. And later, when they go to war, they would take this kli and throw it into a pitcher of water, and it would give off the tam of wine. The kids said, this kli has dissolved inside it strong taste of wine. Therefore, it's considered like yayin nesach, that it's also asur b'hano. Hadriani. Okay. Right. V'yoris levuvin. If you have skin of an animal, that by the heart, it's cut out. There's a hole by the heart of the heart. So Rashi says, Shekurin Kegalev used to cut by the heart of the animal. When the animal was alive, they would pull out the heart of the animal. That's the way they would be over the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the whole animal is called like a Zevach of a mace, and therefore, the whole animal now is also Bano. So, if you receive some skin, that you have the skin of the animal, the only thing that's missing on this skin is a round hole where the heart was. So you know they worship with this animal. It's a zebach meis. It's also bano. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loyim. It depends. Bizman shekrash loy ogul. If it's a round hole, so also. Then you know that's the way they took out the lathe for their avoid the zara. But moshech, if the hole is the slit is straight, a long straw slit, then mutter. Then it's okay. That's not the derech for them to be able to avoid the zara that way. They did not take out the heart. It's not a zebach of a meis. If you saw them bringing in meat into the Avodah Zarah, into the church, then it's okay. Because they did not use it yet. They did not worship with it yet. They're only bringing it in. So if it's on the way in, they did not worship with this meat yet, it's still mutter to have anor from the meat. But any meat that comes out of a base of Avodah Zarah, also, then it's also for a Jew to have any enjoyment even to sell that meat. If neishu kizivche meisim, because for sure you have to say they use that meat for takrulus, for korban, for their avodah zarah. So we'll see in the Gemara any korban that's brought is a lach of a zevach of a mace, as lach like a mace, and therefore it's also banor. Just like a mace is also banor, a korban for an avodah zarah is also banor. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Ha'ochin latarfus. If you see the goyim on the way to go into their base avodah zarah, the tarfus, Rashi says litois mitzavos chovim. They're going on a trip now to go towards their base of Avodah Zarah. The halacha is then also losses yimoyim. A Jew is not allowed to do business with them. Because since they're on the way there, if you give them a good business deal, they'll only go and be moida to their Avodah Zarah. That's back like the first mission that we had. So you're causing them to be over Avodah Zarah. But for Haboyin, if you meet them when they're coming home from the base of Avodah Zarah, then mutarim, then it's okay. But they're not going to go now to thank the Avodah Zarah anymore. They're leaving the Avodah Zarah. So now on their way home, it's permissible to do business with them. Noidoi served the kachavim. A flask. A noidus usually is a flask made from skin. So a skin flask that Mustama most probably they put inside of their wine. So noidus served the kachavim. The kankineim, real step barrels. A barrel of the kli cheris, an earthly kli. That they first stored their wine in it. And now a Jew received it, and it was empty. And now a Jew put his wine inside it. V'yayin shayiswa konas ben. And now a Jew is storing his wine in this flask, or in this barrel. The lachar is asurin v'yisurin yisuri hanor divrei Rabbi Meir. That the Jew's wine becomes like Yayin Nesach. We say the time, the taste of the wine that's inside the barrel comes out now and gives that taste into the wine, the Jewish wine, and therefore becomes Asabano. We'll see in the Gemara, even though it was first Nivloni Balua, there was no band, there was nothing really there that you could see, but since the Maisa, it's Tam of an Avoy Dezora, Tam of Yayin Nesach, the Rabbanu, we'll see in the Gemara, the Rabbanu of the Raisa, wine is still Asabano. Diva Rabbi Meir, the Chomer and the Chomer say no, any Surah Nesuriah, no, here it's not so strong. Since the wine is not the aim, you cannot see the wine, it's only the taste, the dried up taste that's in the pitcher. So when that taste comes out and goes into the other wine, it does not make it osa bahano. Mashmitz osa bachila. To drink it, it's osa. But bahano, it's muta bahano. We'll see in the Gemara the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chomer. Now, hachatsanim v'yazagim. We have the pits and the shells of grapes that the Goyim just got finished making their wine from. Shalot yikachovim. Sa'asurim v'isurim isuriyano. Div Rabbi Meir. This is called like it's been. It's called like you have the real taste here of the Yayin Esach. You have the pits and the shells that they made that came out of their Yayin, so it still has the Yisra of Yayin Esach on it. It's even Osa Bahanor. A Jew cannot do any business, cannot sell this. It's Osa Bahanor. No enjoyment. Hebrew Rabbi Meir. Bachom Marim, it depends. Lachin Asurim. If the pits and shells are still a little bit wet, they have some Lechus, they have some Yayin in it, then it's Osa Bahanor. Yevashim, if they're dried out, I think the Mor says a year, if it's dried out, Rashi says the Alacha means Kol Shnei Masachodesh. The first 12 months is still called Lach, and it's Osa Bano. But after 12 months, then the pits and the shells become Muta Bano. Also see in the Gemara, Mashmah still Osa Bachila, but Bano be Muta. Now, Ha Murius, that's brine fish, Rashi says Shemen Shodogim. That's the brine, the oil that comes out of fish. Or gvinas beisunaiki, if you have cheese that comes from this place, beisunaiki, shalozik echovim, of goyisha cheese there, asurin visurin isuriyanodir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds in this city, and beisunaiki cheese that comes from the goyim there, not only is it osa bachila, but it's even osa bano, both the murayis and the gvinas. What's the reason why? So Rashi says, shem iru bayayin. Because in this place, they used to mix in wine. So in the Marais is Tam. If you have this oil, the oil from the fish, you have to be afraid the Goya mix inside with wine. Wine makes it taste good. So therefore, the Yayin Nesach is inside this oil of the fish, this brine. So it's Asa Banor. Secondly, the cheese that comes from Beis Unaiki is also Asa Banor. Rashi says, Shem Akvar, this in this city, Avoshar Gvinas, other Goyish cheese, Mutorim Banor. Other cheese you're allowed to have enjoyment from, you could sell them. Gemara Forest will explain why is this worse. The Chum and the Chum say, the Chum Maimim know, any Surin is Suri Hano. They all know that this cheese that comes from Beis Unaiki, it's not worse than regular Gvina Sakum, that it's also Bachil Sosatidit, but Bano it's Mutta. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, show Rabbi Shmuel Hashem Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Kishoyim Alchem Maderech, when they were both traveling on the road, so Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Omaloi, Mithnei Ma Osru Gvinas Avikachovim, why Bechlal did Osru tea cheese, Goyish cheese, what's wrong with it? Kurasoni milk? Milk is okay? What's wrong with Gvinas Akum? So Omaloi, so Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, Mithnei Shema Midin Oiso, Bekeva Shel Novela. That the way they curd up the cheese, they make the cheese, is they use the keva, the stomach of a nevela. They use the juice from the keva. They use the rennet. They use that rennet to curd up the cheese. So therefore, it's treif-like. That's the yisa. They use the keva shon nevela, the stomach of an animal that's a nevela. Omaloi, so on this, the Yeshua said back, va'aloi kevas oila. Listen, if you have the stomach of a korban oila, Kamura mikave is nevela. There's a bigger issa to have enjoyment from a korban oila than there is from a regular nevela. A korban oila is also bano, and is an issa no yichayiv mila. Any enjoyment you have from a korban oila, yichayiv an issa mila. Where if you stand to have enjoyment from a nevela is muta bano. So a korban oila is more also than a nevela is. And still, Omer was said that koyin, a regular koyin, Shadaita Yofa, that he's feeling pretty good today. Sorfoy Chai, if he wants to, he could drink down the rennet from Oima. Means if he's feeling okay, his stomach's all right today, he could take the keva, he could take the stomach out of the korban oila and make a crisscross there and get the fine juice that comes out. And if he wants to, he could drink it. And the reason is because it's called perish bialma. It's called like junk. It's not called part of the animal. It doesn't have the issa of a korban oila on it. It's still like perish. Still like some of the junk that comes out. So that has no halacha of the animal itself. We'll see in the Gemara. So he's asking the same thing here by a keva shalavela. What's wrong if the goyim use rennet from the stomach of an animal in the novela? That stuff is not evident. It's like perish bialma. It's the excrement, like it has no isurim on it. So why do you say the cheese becomes asa? So v'lohodloi, and the chum did not answer back to the first mandium. One mandium says the kohen's allowed to, and the second mandium says no, he's not allowed to. Avlomu, but it was said a nenin v'loy malin, like midrabanan, it's also to have ano from this cave of an oila. But if you do have ano, there's no issa diraisa. Mashmein malin, there's no issa mila. So and why, we'll soon see. So Rashi says, because it's a korban oila. So for korban oila, here the rabbanan made gzeira not to. But mashra by regular novela, there's not even an issa the rabbanan. So you'll have to have enjoyment or even eat this rennet. So what's the issa then? What are we afraid about? So Armullah, he said back to him like this. So Rabbi Shu answered back to him like this. The problem is they use the cave, they use the stomach from a small eagle that they worship the Avodah Zarah with. So it's like Takruvas Avodah Zarah. So Takruvas Avodah Zarah, here the whole thing is also Banor. The Rashi says, the cavas egle Avodah Chavim, Shenasullah Takruvas. They use this for the korban to worship the Avodah Zarah. Now, Vagabi Avodah Chavim, Afilu Perish Asa. Even the perish, even the junk inside the stomach, is also Asa Banor. Why? The Nichalei Venapche. Because the mice is called part of the animal, it makes the animal fatter and it makes it look nicer. So anything that's inside the animal is also bano the teras avodas of takrubas avodas zara. We'll see.
Today the rare is synthetic.
All right, then over. So Kisis, he answered him back. True, it's not because of kevas nevela. There would be muta, but because of the keva that they use from an eagle that they worship, they use it for korban for avodah zarah. Therefore, even the rennet of this eagle is also bano. Omrulai, so Yeshua, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to Yeshua, him kain is so lomalai asruha bahano. If that's the reason why all Venus akim is also, it should be also bano. Like if you're afraid that they make cheese from an eagle of avodah zarah, so this eagle is zakruvah is also bano. So all the cheese should also be also bano. And we know the lachar is only also achila, not bano. So we'll see in the Gemara clearly what the reason why cheese is only also bachila and not bahano. Yeah. Now the Gemara says the silo dov racher. They went off to a tangent. They went off to something else. So Rashi says it really means to say lerot legalos dover. He did not want to explain the reason why cheese is also. This we'll see in the Gemara. So he went off to something else. He said like this. Omaloi Yishmoel. So Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Yishmoel, Hey chata kareya. How do you read this pasuk? Kitoivim doidecha miyoyin, or kitoivim doidayich miyoyin. Is it loshin the keva or loshin zocher? Russia's kitoivim doidayich means loshin zocher. Or doidecha loshin the keva. Vachy karma knesses Yisrael. And as who is saying this? Is Klai Yisrael saying, Yishakenu akar zbach moshikas for you, that Hashem you should kiss us? Kikach omeli toivim doidecha miyoyin, like you told us your love is greater than wine. So is it going back to Klai Yisrael is saying this, or is akar zbach is saying this? Or Malay, he said back to him, you should read it, Ki toivim doidayich, that it's loshin zocha. Or Malay, ein adavah kein, it's not right what you're saying. Shrei chaveru, we learn from the next pasuk, Mlamer will teach us, Allah, that it says, L'reach shmonecha toivim. So Rashi says, I mean, it's not a loshin a keva, but it's a loshin zocha. Chaver Malay Rashi says, shu loshin zocha. Oknesis Yisrael hi dekomer, it's like a Klai Yisrael that's saying this. Lefnei shchin, in front of Hashem. L'reach shmonecha toivim.
Aloma Savucha, where Shaykh the name of the Kaiva, that cannot be said in the Kaiva, to see it's a Lashon Zachar. It's like Chai Yisrael is saying this back to Hashem. All this we'll see in the Gemara. That'll take one thing at a time. That's the first Yayin. The Mishnah started off to say that wine is also Bano. There's a Mishnah Yayin Nesach. Minon, how do I know this? The Gemara says, Omar Rabba Baravu, Omar Kordapostik says, Asher Chelev Devochema Yechelu, Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. That drinking their wine is like a carbon. It's like a zevach, it says. Zevchemai. So ma zevach osabano, just like a carbon that the goyim bring for their avoid the zoro. The carbon, the animal is osabano. Is af yayin ami osabano. If they bring their wine, they pour their wine in front of their avoid the zoro, that also makes the wine osabano. As af yayin says, it's nafich. If you pour the wine in front of the avoid the zoro, it becomes also the same way as zevach. A carbon is also. Now, zevach gufa minon, how do we know even a carbon? If you took this animal and you slaughtered it in front of the avodah zarah, how do I know that the carbon now is also bano? Yechsev, it says, vayitzmedu lebaal por, vayoichlu zivche mesim, that they brought kabonas there for baal por, and the food they ate is considered of the zevach of a mace. So it has a lacha like a mace. So a carbon to an avodah zarah is like a mace. If so, ma mace, just like a regular mace. Osabano, we'll soon see how we know this, is that zevach nami osabano. Any carbon that's brought from avodah zarah has an iser hano. Now, a mace gufa minon, how do I know even a mace? A dead body, how do I know it's also to have hano from it? You can't rub yourself, it's osabano. So, Asti, I learn out from shom shom yegla rufa. Learn it out of zera shava from yegla rufa. Sivaka says over here, Fatomas shom Miriam. Miriam died here. It says Lashon shom. Uksiv also says over there, be awful shom eso eglo hagola benachal. So it says the word shom there also, egla rufa. So ma'al ha'alan osabano, we'll soon see how we know it, is afkan by a mace, nami osabano. But again, for osiminolon, even over there by egla rufa, how do I know the eagle after you chop off the head that the eagle is osabano? Who said so? Amid Rabbi Yanai, kapor ksiv kodeshim. It says by egla rufa, it has loch like kapor, like kodeshim. Just like we know a carbon kochim is also bano, the same way an egla roof is also bano. So therefore a mace is also bano, therefore zevach, a carbon is also bano, and therefore yayin nesach is also bano. That's how we know midiraisa. If a guy would take wine and pour it in front of his avoy gezara, midiraisa would be also bano. The zman hazeh we'll see later on, it's only midirabon. Then it says, v'yachoymet, if a guy has vinegar, if at the beginning it was wine by the guy, so he has to be afraid at that time he worshipped the avodah zarah with it. So the chiddush is now, even though it changed into vinegar, became sour, still it's also. But the marpshit, of course, mishum the achmitz pakele yisurei, just because the wine, the goyish wine, the yayin nesach, changed into vinegar, is that a reason the yisur goes off? It's still edible. Why should it go off? What's the chiddush? Rav Ashi, she tells like this, Os Lashmina comes to teach us, Os Lashminon, that Chaymet Shalanu, our vinegar, what's going to be if a Jew had good old Kedem wine, and it became vinegar, became sour, and now he gives it, Pierad Gichavim, is Zayn Sarah Chaysim Motei Chaysim. When you give it over to him, you do not have to have two seals on the bottle. It's enough just to have one seal. Why? Because Imishum in Suchei Leimenaschei. If you're afraid maybe the guy will take his vinegar and pour it in front of his avodah zarah, he will not do it. That's the chiddush. That goyim only use wine, good wine, for their avodah zarah. But if the wine already turned sour, they will not use it for their avodah zarah. That's the chiddush. You do not have to be afraid. They'll make this nesach. V'mishum echlufei. Ah, let's be afraid that this bottle of wine you gave him, he exchanged it for a different bottle of real wine, of his vinegar that was once wine. That's the chiddush kivon dika chaysel matarach umazayit. Since there's only one seal on it, one seal will be enough. We'll have sugyas later about how many seals you have to have when you send meat with a guy, or if you send wine with a guy. But here in the case when we're not afraid to be menasek the wine, he has no special taiva to be menasek, because it's not fit anyway, then it's enough to have one seal. With one seal, it's not worth it for him to go play around and break the seal to change the wine. Change the vinegar. Amar Rav Ila, Shanina, we learned, Yain Mavushos, Lerti Kachavim, Shai Mitchalasa Yain Osa. Same thing, If a guy first had wine and then he cooked it up, it's still asa banor. Pshita. Mishum diyish shapokle yisur, just because he cooked it, should that take off the yisur? Om Ravashi offers me to come teach us again that yayim avut shalonu. If a Jew has cooked up wine, the yad ha-dikhovim, now he sends it to the guy, and sar chaysim v'te chaysim. You do not have to have two seals on his bottle. Why? Imishum in suchei loy menaschei. We're not afraid the goyim will be monastic worship with it, because they do not use yayim avushum. Yayim avushum ashm is bad, and the goyim do not use it. That's the chiddush here. It was a hilkach yayim avushum lano year. Yeah, we mishum echlufim. Maybe they'll change it around again. Kibudik achayis emechod. But torchem is dying since he has one.